Okay, ew.
I'm clearing my mouth before we start.
Gross.
Right, press start.
It's already going.
Oh, what the heck?
So, got the whole entire thing in there.
Well, there's an intro for you.
Okay, so I don't really know who's gonna listen to this. Us, just in the future, probably.
Our
Could
kids.
look back on,
And be like, Mom, Dad, you guys are so cringy.
yeah. Probably.
Shut up!
Okay.
Jude, whatever your name's gonna be.
But yeah, so this is our little kind of podcast thingy. I don't even know. B&B movies. B&B
What does B&B stand
reviews.
for?
Brooke and Brandon.
Butts and boobies?
That's it. How'd you know? Just,
Was that funny?
hilarious.
What we talk about this time, but
Well, it only seemed fitting to talk about the Avengers movie since we've been doing the whole Marvel movie marathon.
yeah, we've watched like what 63 movies, Marvel movies.
There's only 22 Marvel
No, there's
movies.
definitely 63.
There's only 22, and I've only seen 18 of them.
Which ones haven't we seen yet? Or haven't you seen?
Well,
Wait, we have an
it's like
order.
19 and a half. Well, we haven't watched Thor the Dark World, or we haven't finished Thor the Dark World. We
Yeah.
haven't seen oh, we haven't seen Hulk yet. I forgot about that one. And
Look,
then
that's our order. Look.
Hulk, Thor the Dark World. Oh yeah, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and then Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. But
We're saving Spider-Man for last because out of the ones that she hasn't seen, I think that one's the best one because I love Spider-Man.
yeah, so
So.
there's a lot of movies, but I thought it would be fitting to cover just strictly the Avengers
Vengadores.
ones, the 1 through 4, because we just went and saw Endgame again last night, so that was a good refresher. And I watched Infinity War last week, so that was also a good
I
refresher.
haven't seen Infinity War in
'Cause
forever.
I had only seen both Guardians and Thor Ragnarok before I saw Infinity War. And so when I first saw Infinity War, I kind of was just, I was sad. I knew all the characters and I was sad what happened. But now that I've gone through and watched almost all of them, it made me more sad. And especially with Endgame last night, I cried harder last night than I did the time before. And it was like different parts, but I'll go into that later. So
You were made to be ruled. In the end, it will be every man for himself.
What do we do?
We get ready.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people. So when we needed them, they could fight the battles that we never could.
Gentlemen,
what are you prepared to do?
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away. What are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it.
Dr. Banner, your work is unparalleled.
And I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous green rage monster.
Thanks.
We need to start with the first movie, the first of Avengers. I want to, like, look at a phone or something.
Here you go.
I don't even know. I just want to look up. I can't.
I can grab.
As a refresher.
Does this thing reach?
Yeah, that thing goes really far. We have these little microphones hooked up to us, but yeah, I just feel like I need something to hold and look at.
You need a visual.
Yeah. I'm just going to look up on your phone, though. I'm going to go into Google.
I'm rummaging through my duffel bag full of Marvel movies.
The Avengers. Okay, I don't need all of these. Infinity War.
All right.
Okay, well, where's the Avengers?
There's Age of Ultron.
Yes. No, I just need the Avengers.
Here's Star Wars.
That's my favorite Marvel movie.
I love that one.
Here we go. Okay. So first off, we got the Avengers, which came out... What year?
2012.
I think it's like 2011. You can't gross. 2012. Stop. Oh my gosh, where is it? Oh yeah, 2012. Okay, yeah. So the Avengers.
Pro.
This, it was pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Starring who?
It stars Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, Tom Hiddleston, and Samuel L. Jackson. They decided to put him on there.
A.K.A. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk. Love him. And not pictured on the cover.
Okay.
Scarlet, wait, Johansson.
No, that's...
Black Widow.
That's Black Widow.
Hawkeye. And Loki. And...
Okay, so I had already seen Thor Ragnarok, and... I mean, in Thor Ragnarok, I was like, hey, he's okay. I mean, he's kind of stupid. But then I watched Avengers, and I really disliked him after this.
Thor?
No, Loki.
Oh.
This is when I really started disliking Loki.
Dude, I love Loki.
Everyone says they love Loki. I don't get why. I get that he's like, I need to be bad, too.
He feels obligated to be the bad guy.
Yeah, like, but how about just don't be the bad guy? That's a good...
Well... He has, like, an internal battle.
Okay, well, he should just be good. Like, he should just stop, because he causes a lot of crap to go down. Like, in Avengers, he literally opens up that ginormous portal for all of Thanos' people to come through and destroy New York. That really pissed me off.
Yeah, but if you think about his past, like, he finds out he's adopted. He's the least liked brother. He's not an heir to the throne. And then,
well, there's lots of people that have, like, internal problems like that, but they don't go destroying entire cities and worlds.
Nebula
turns good. Nebula is like...
Loki turns good.
Loki dies.
Yeah, turning good.
Mm.
Wait, spoiler.
Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't...
Loki dies in every single movie.
Yeah.
So it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah, I wonder if he's alive, actually.
Well, but, you know, in Endgame, but we'll talk about it later.
No, but, like, he's, like, the guy that, like, wants to be good, but he's, like, I feel like I can't be good because I'm just not good. Like, I'm just, like, meant... It's, like...
Well, he's caused a lot of crap to go down, and it really just makes me mad. He just, he's caused so many problems. He needs to just make up his mind. He's so back and forth, and it just drives me crazy.
He's like a kid.
He has greasy, gross hair.
He's like a kid who people call him a bad kid growing up, and they always coin him as a bad kid. You're bad, you're bad, you're bad. You suck, like, you're lazy, you're this. And that kid becomes what he's told. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, he... The guy just, like, has an inner conflict.
Well, okay.
Oh, like, maybe. He loves Thor. You know he loves Thor, but, like, he's just, like, I don't know.
Maybe we should do, like, summaries of this movie, of the movies, because we're kind of just talking about it. Hold on.
Yeah, Avengers. We're kind of... So. Hey, we'll get better at this. This is...
Yeah, we're figuring it out along the way.
Episode one. Wait.
According to...
Episode one.
The film synopsis.
Episode one.
Okay. Stop saying episode one so many times.
I'm trying to say it like a trailer guy.
Okay. This is what Wikipedia says. It is the sixth film. No, I don't care about that. No.
Well, okay. I'm going to use my own Wikipedia in my head.
Well, I need this to give me a summary, because we've been watching so many. We watched, like, how many? Like, 10 in the span of a week. Mm-hmm. Where we watched, I think, 3 in one day. And I think this was one of them that we watched in one night. All
right, so read the Wikipedia synopsis.
This is really long, so I'm just going to read through it so I can remember. But it's basically Loki. They're trying to get the Tesseract, right? S.H.I.E.L.D. has it.
So let me
Loki
see.
Loki comes and gets it.
Let me see how good I do. So, the Avengers, without going through each of their freaking movies. So, Tony Stark, first of all, Nick Fury put together a team to defend the Earth. And the Avengers get called together because...
Well, the Tesseract gets lost and then S.H.I.E.L.D. finds it.
Yeah, so S.H.I.E.L.D. So S.H.I.E.L.D. has had this Tesseract thing forever, and it's basically, they don't know much about it, but all they know is that it's this big energy source, and that mm-hmm. it's from a different world or whatever. And then, finally in 2012, Loki and his army of dudes come to try to steal it, okay? Find out later that army was sent by Thanos. But basically, this movie is about them fighting him.
Well, yeah, it says, like, the Tesseract opens up a wormhole, Loki comes to Earth, he takes the Tesseract, uses his scepter, and then he enslaves Dr. Selvig from Thor and other agents with his scepter, like, because it's the Mind Stone,
yeah, he mind controls people.
And then they help him start opening up the wormhole to get all of Thanos' army to come take over New York.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We don't know it's Thanos yet.
Okay, well, he's just, like, being a bad guy.
But at the very end, so they beat Loki, Hobby. And
I like the part where Hulk just destroys Loki.
Iron Man closes the wormhole. He throws a freaking nuke into space, and he has nightmares because of it. That was in Iron Man 3. And, yeah, so that's basically it. And then it's the secret ending is Thanos. He turns and he's got like his wrinkly butt, his wrinkly chin.
Yeah.
And he's purple and he's like, bleh.
Yeah.
And
that's it. So this one was definitely my least favorite out of all the Avengers. I mean, it was good watching it. I was like, oh yeah, okay, I can see what the hype is about.
It's for sure my least favorite as well. But
really?
Out of all the Avengers movies.
Uh huh.
Like Avengers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Avengers, yeah. Like strictly Avengers.
Like Age of Ultron is better, and the other two are better than all of them for me.
I agree.
Okay. I was designed to save the world. People who look to the sky and see hope. I'll take that from them first. There's only one path to peace. Their extinction.
I tried to create a suit of armor around the world, but I created something terrible.
Artificial intelligence.
It's called the Ultron program.
I'm sick of watching people pay for our mistakes.
Isn't why we fight so we can end the fight and go home?
Well, you amazingly failed.
Here we all are. With nothing but our wit and our will to save the world. So stand and fight.
No way we all get through this.
I got no plans tomorrow night.
I'm always picking up after you boys.
We can tear them apart. From the inside.
That's the best you can do!
Gotta ask.
Okay, which brings us to Age of Ultron. Because this movie has been crapped on so much, and I don't understand why.
Well, first of all, let's mention that Avengers 1 is, like, critically acclaimed. I mean, it's amazing.
Avengers,
like,
1 is critically acclaimed?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, a monumental movie. Like, it's the first time...
I mean, yeah, it's really good, but Age of Ultron came out, and people hate it.
Pooped on it.
They think it is just crap, and I think this movie is great. After we watch it, well, also I really like Scarlet Witch, and that's the movie that she first comes into, but other than that, it was really good. And that was the one where I was sitting there, and after it ended, I told you I really liked it, and you sat there and you were like, oh my gosh, wait, that was actually really good.
Yeah, I forgot how
good it was. I don't remember it being that good.
What are the reasons why you like this one so much? Go. Five things. Or more.
I don't know if I... Let me see if I can name five things. I just... It's...
Like, comparing it to the first one.
Well, first of all, they're fighting robots instead of, like, aliens, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally... It's... Ultron is an Infinity Stone, pretty much. Which is when Vision comes in, because Vision is kind of powered by the Infinity Stone, I guess.
Vision is the Infinity
Stone. Well, yeah, he is the Infinity Stone. So they make a new Avenger with an Infinity Stone, which is so cool. Scarlet Witch. Love Scarlet Witch. Her brother.
Oh, Scarlet Witch and her brother were made from an Infinity Stone. Well, their powers were.
Well, their powers were made. Which, they were... I like how they started off as bad guys helping Ultron, and then Scarlet Witch had her little vision and realized... He was lying to them, and he was actually a bad guy, and she's like, oh, shoot, we are on the wrong side. And then they have a little change of heart and decide to actually help the Avengers, which I thought was so cool. Because I didn't know that Scarlet Witch started off as a bad guy. I thought she was just always part of the Avengers.
Surprise, surprise.
Which surprised me a lot. And they had Russian accents, but now they don't.
Yeah.
Now she doesn't.
But right before we watched it, I was like, oh, because, yeah, I was like... Wait, yeah, she had a brother. Oh, he had, like, this Russian accent. I was like, wait, she had a Russian accent.
And then I didn't believe... Because we were watching them in order, and then he brought up the Russian accent, and I said, I don't believe you. So then we had to watch it right then. And then now we've been watching the movies out of order.
She lost her accent.
They just took it out of Infinity War for some reason. But, yeah. So, love her. I like her character development and her brother's character development. I feel like this movie is when it started getting funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, the biggest...
Because the first Avengers was pretty... I mean, there's funny parts, but it was mostly serious. But this one, the beginning before Ultron gets in, you know, when they're at the party and they're trying to lift Thor's hammer. And just, it was
it's
funny.
Just, the way it's written... So, I would always tell Brooke, because she hadn't seen the movies, and I was like, please watch them. And finally, we did. And I would always tell her, like, there's a... I can't remember what part of the timeline it is, but there's, like, a shift in tone within these movies that is, like, super noticeable. And it's true. Like, the first Avengers and, like, Iron Man 1 is just awesome, and it's really funny and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Captain America 1, like, all of those, and, like, Thor 1 was funny, too, kind of.
Thor,
but, like,
1 was so... Thor 2, I am struggling to get through, but we are...
But, like, all of those movies, like, they just have a different tone to them. I don't know what it is. But Age of Ultron, like, you finally start to get, like, the lighthearted, like the writing is just a lot more real to me. And it's a lot more, like, natural. And, like, the relationship between all the Avengers is a lot more believable and, like, just real. And it's so funny and just so good.
And then I like when they are fighting Ultron, they're in Sokovia, and the whole city lifts off the ground. That was so cool. I mean, it was sad because everything got destroyed, but just the fact that they could beat all of those robots was crazy. And even, like, back to Scarlet Witch, she was kind of afraid when they were fighting, and then Hawkeye, that's when her and Hawkeye start becoming friends, and he gives her a little pep talk, and then she comes out and turns into, like, a bad A, and starts destroying all of the robots. And then I think maybe that's why people didn't like it, because it was robots, not aliens or something.
Well, that's stupid, because, like, compared to Avengers 1, like, this movie is so multi-dimensional.
There's a lot going on. From start to finish, I was not bored at all. The whole entire time, it just kept throwing things at me where I loved it.
The first movie is just super linear. Like, superheroes get together, fight bad guy army, the end. Like, I mean, it had its story points that really had important, you know, impacts on future films. But, mm-hmm. like, this one, like, I think the Marvel team was starting to be like, okay, like, we know where we want to take this. Like, the success of the Avengers, like, all the other movies, like, we want to create, like, the Infinity Stones. We want to introduce them. And mm-hmm. and so, like, it started to feel like it was starting to come together.
Mm-hmm. But I just... I don't get why people don't like this movie. Because I obviously don't love it as much as Infinity War and Endgame. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, it's up there. It's one of my favorite Marvel movies in general. I really liked it. And so after... Because I went in kind of with low expectations. I had read that people didn't like it or anything. And so after I watched it, I was like, wait, this was actually really good.
Yeah, this was like one of the highlights of our little marathon. Mm-hmm. Was Age of Ultron.
I think this movie is what made me like super pumped to mm-hmm. watch them. Because before, they were all going pretty slow.
Well, I remember we watched Iron Man 1. And you liked that one, but, like, it was kind of just, like, you know.
Well, yeah, we watched that one before we went and saw Endgame, which was a good choice.
Yeah.
But, and it was really good. But then all the other ones were a little bit slow and with picking up the pace. And then this one just felt completely different. And I really liked it.
There was an idea. To bring together a group of remarkable people. To see if we could become something more.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles.
That they never could.
Like to lose, to feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same. Dread it, run from it, destiny still arrives.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses and get this man a shield.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
What's the next one after that?
Infinity War. Oh, such a sad movie. So sad. This was the fourth. Oh, look at Scarlet Witch on the back. I just love her. Anyways, this was the fourth Marvel movie I'd ever seen.
Thanos finally comes into play.
Yeah.
Everyone comes together. Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, the roster is huge.
Yeah, which was crazy. Because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched both of them. And then Thor Ragnarok. And that's all I had seen before seeing Infinity War. But I knew about the characters for some reason. And so I was still pretty sad. I cried. I cried when Gamora died in it. When Thanos has to sacrifice her on Boromir.
That was sad.
Because I mean, I love Scarlet Witch, but Gamora is, like...
She has a special place
in my heart. She has a special place in my heart. She was the first... In the first Avengers movie I'd ever seen. And
you really liked
her. Or first
like,
Marvel movie cool. I'd ever seen. And I just loved her so much. And so to see her get sacrificed... I was like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And that... I didn't see it coming either. I mean, I knew people died. But at the very end, I also did not see that. I didn't know that so many people would die. And I... Oh, my gosh. This movie was just a lot to handle. And so, I mean, I obviously cried the first time watching it. But then after doing our almost entire Marvel movie marathon, I went back and watched this last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. No, it was 2 weeks ago. And it made me so sad. I was crying again in parts that I hadn't cried before just because...
I don't remember crying in this one. I definitely got really emotional. Maybe I did cry because I am not a freaking...
Well, probably not because all your favorite characters were alive. Both of my favorite characters died.
True. I really... Who is your favorite? I mean... I don't know why I'm asking this, but who is your favorite character in this one?
In Infinity War? Well, Iron Man was great. Also,
yeah,
I really like Doctor Strange. I hadn't seen Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he's really good in this one.
I haven't seen Doctor Strange yet, but...
Yeah, we'll watch. It's not bad.
I really liked him. Thor, great.
My favorite Avenger in this one is Thor. Only because, like, it's... Like, all the crap that went down in Ragnarok, which is amazing. I mean, he's got his fresh, like, haircut. He's missing an eye. He's got this little eye patch. Rocket gives him an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an eye from one of the Guardians movies. Did you know that?
Yeah. It's from the first movie.
Yeah, from the first movie. Like, when he... Were they in, like, prison or something like that? And he, like, stole someone's eye? And
yeah.
And it was, like, funny?
No, wait, no. Quill took, like, a leg. I just watched the clip yesterday or 2 days ago or something. But I think it's from the second movie. They're locked in prison again, and it's Baby Groot. And he's like, go get his eye. He's like, he doesn't. Or someone asked him, like, why do you need an eye? He's like, I don't. It would just be so like funny if he woke up and he didn't have an eye.
Rocket. So he's like little raccoon guy, voiced by Bradley Cooper.
Speaking of Rocket, he's so good in Endgame and has such a big part.
I was about to say that, but... Infinity War. So, yeah. Thor. And, like, of course, in Ragnarok, Thor loses his hammer because of, you know, Hela destroying
it. Hela, she's the best.
And then Thor learns how to use his, like, lightning powers and a little bit better in that one. And then in this one, like, he's, like, his whole people get attacked.
Destroyed.
And, like, everyone dies. Loki dies. The Hulk almost dies.
This is where Loki...
And then
he's gone.
And then Thor is left to die, basically. Mm-hmm. And he runs into the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And they save him. And Drax is so freaking funny when they take him.
The way that the writers did Thor's character on screen with Peter Quill.
Yes.
With Chris Pratt.
Uh-huh.
So good.
They're so funny with their bickering back and forth and just trying to be like the strongest Avenger or whatever.
Which I think... fan reactions to that, or just the fact that they were like, wait, that's genius writing, led to them
Guardians of the Galaxy.
So the new Guardians of the Galaxy movies are going to have
Chris Hemsworth is in it.
Yep.
That's going to be so funny. I can't wait.
So funny.
And love the Guardians movies.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, like Thor gets his Stormbreaker, his like axe thing, which is made from Groot's like arm or whatever, and like from a dying star. And freaking Peter Dinklage is in this movie for 2 seconds, and he's a midget in real life, but he plays this giant.
Oh, he plays a giant midget. Like, you can tell he's a midget, but he's a giant.
But he's like huge.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, Thor is my favorite character in this.
Yeah, he's so good in this. But this movie was just crazy from start to finish. I was just on the edge of my seat, so anxious the whole time. Because you don't want Thanos to get it, to get all the stones, but he has to in order for Endgame to happen. And he has to follow through with his plan, which you knew going into it, they let you know not everyone survives. Yep. And so you're just going into, like, who's going to die? So when they killed Gamora off first, I lost my mind. Because you can't get her back after a soul is sacrificed on Vormir. They don't come back.
Yeah, we're just like, okay, there's no... They're not coming back. That really sucks.
That's why I was so upset. I was so distraught because I love Gamora so much. And I was just like, she can't come back. Mm-hmm. He legit... She's gone forever.
Oh, and let's talk about Thanos for a second.
I hate him.
And this, like, I remember the first time I saw this movie, I was blown away. I haven't seen, like, a better villain. Like, he sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But, like...
No, I totally agree.
The emotion that they gave him in this movie, mm-hmm. holy cow.
He does it for a reason. Like, he is so...
Yeah, you really know his motive, and you really feel, like, his passion for what he's doing.
Yeah.
And you kind of vouch for him, in a way, I guess. But what was interesting
He's always like, it's never personal. He just, like, believes this is what's best for everyone because everything's going to crap. He's like, with half of the population gone, like, the world can thrive again. Or the whole universe can thrive.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, he sucks.
And it's a random disintegration. Like, it's honestly nothing personal. But no one wants... to disintegrate.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in Endgame because he mentions something about them being ungrateful. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to start from scratch because you guys are so ungrateful.
Yeah.
But basically...
never mind. It's for Endgame, so never mind. Keep going.
But Thanos in this one, like... He's like... He's so emotional. And I love Josh Brolin, by the way. He's awesome. But like, the amount of... Like, Thanos... I haven't seen... a villain,
yeah,
a big war, like strong, like buff war guy, like Thanos. I haven't seen a villain in any other movie cry as much as he did in this.
Mm-hmm. Like when he sacrifices Gamora because he loves her, but
tears.
He knew like he needed to get rid of her to get that stone.
More than once in this movie,
yeah,
he shed tears. He cried more than the Avengers themselves did.
Yep.
Like I saw more tears coming out of that guy's head than. Any other character in this. And I was just, what? Like, it was just so good to me.
Oh my goodness. I just remember the part where Scarlet Witch has to kill Vision. And that, when I didn't even know who Scarlet Witch and Vision were, I cried so hard in that part. I didn't even know Vision was a robot. I thought he was just a red guy.
So what do you think when he, like, exploded into, like, a bunch of, like, robotic pieces?
I don't really know. No, he just, like, exploded.
Well, no.
They were going to show blood everywhere if he was a human.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he exploded. I get it. But remember when Thanos, like, uses the Time Stone to reverse that? Because Scarlet Witch destroyed him to destroy the stone so that Thanos couldn't get the stone.
Mm-hmm.
But he used the Time Stone to reverse that.
Yep.
And then it shows him, like, pick the stone out of Vision's head.
After that...
Like,
no. After
he's
that...
He's like a robot.
After that, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, he breaks apart like a robot.
I was so confused. Cause
then what do you think his like red stuff on his face was?
I don't know. He was a human when I first saw him on screen.
Oh, true.
He was Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany. That's another thing. And the reason why we found out why Scarlet Witch lost her accent was because...
Oh, yeah. Because apparently in Civil War, her and Black Widow were talking and like Black Widow was training her to be undercover because...
They became more...
Scarlet had to go undercover, even her hair color. In all the other movies, in Age of Ultron and Civil War, her hair is more brown. Oh, but really? In Infinity War, it's red. Same and she has an American accent. Because she has to try to blend it. And she lives in Edinburgh. She doesn't even live in the States.
Yeah, so she totally... So I think what happened
was... Scotland,
was...
and then she just is trying to blend in.
Yeah.
Which they never addressed. It would have been better if they had addressed her accent, but...
I'm just going to believe that she worked with
Black Widow,
and Black Widow has an American accent, so I'm sure...
Well, Black Widow is also supposed to have a Russian accent. She's from Russia.
I know, but she's a straight-up spy, so, like, she...
I know.
Yeah, so she's good at...
Okay, but anyways, so back to where she has to kill Vision. Like, it was so sad, and then the second time I went back and watched it, I was losing my mind because... I love them.
Yeah, you
love... Oh, my gosh. It was so much more emotional the second time. And I noticed the part, because I was getting really upset, because when she was... she didn't want to kill him. Like, she loves him. And but she knew she had to, and he's like, it's time. And I was getting so upset because they weren't ever saying that they loved each other as she's gonna explode him. And she is just so sad. The sadness on her face broke my heart. And then right before he explodes and disintegrates, he just mouths like, I love you. And she doesn't ever say anything back, which makes me mad, which it's fine. But at least he said it. And then just Thanos brings him back after she murders him. And then he just... And then Thanos murders him. Oh, she has the hardest life ever. I'm so sad for her.
She lost everyone she loves.
Honestly, every
single person. Oh, her brother dies in Age of Ultron.
So. Yeah.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do. Not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I like this one.
All right, so Endgame.
Infinity War is so good, but I want to rewatch it. So yeah, we just watched Endgame again last night, which is a great refresher. Because we wanted to talk about it so bad last night in the car, and then we're like, no, we have to wait for our podcast. So
the first time we watched it, both of us, but I was like...
That was the
almost the hyperventilating in tears.
Well, I was hyperventilating, and I had seen Infinity War, so I was kind of like more attached. Yeah. But we had to bring a blanket, and we were both sobbing into the blanket. We couldn't even breathe.
Oh, it was bad.
But it was so. So towards the beginning, like Captain Marvel, they get Captain Marvel, and they all team up, and they all go to, I don't even know what planet. Morag? No, it's not Morag. I don't know what planet they go to. Oh, it's just a random planet that Thanos is on. And they just murder him within the first 20 minutes of the movie.
KX-197 or something.
Yeah, it's... I thought it was like 9,042.
It's basically where he retired after Infinity War. When he snapped his fingers, he left and he, you know...
Yeah.
Went and to so rest on the 7th
They kill him within the first 20 minutes of the movie. Which, when I saw Infinity War, I was like... I just thought they were going to get the Infinity Stones and just snap, bring him back. I thought they were going to fight him and they were going to get the stones at the very end and bring everyone back. I didn't know that they were going to kill him off.
Yeah, I was like, what?
In the first 20 minutes and that he destroyed the stones. So after they chop, Thor chops his head off for revenge, we both sat there and thought, what the heck is going to happen? What are they going to do?
By the way, speaking of Thor, what did you think about Fat Thor?
I thought he was so funny. I felt so sad for him.
Yeah, he's like all fat in this one. He kind of washed up because he didn't aim for the head when
he just goes into a deep, dark depression. Like, he feels responsible because if he had gone for the head, nothing would have happened.
He threw his axe at him and didn't hit his head.
He got him in the chest, and Thanos was like, you should have gone for the head. And then
snapped his fingers.
Snapped, and everyone disintegrated.
So he feels responsible.
He retires in Norway with New Asgard and Korg and Midgard.
Which is funny to me, because if anyone should feel responsible, shouldn't it be Peter Quill?
Why? Because he punched him in the face after...
It's all his fault.
They were trying
fault.
To get the...
But all of also, this is his fault.
No. But also, if they had gotten it off, he would have gotten it back on somehow.
Yeah, he would have overpowered them.
He would have overpowered them, because it's not like they were just going
to... It's not like they can put this... It's not like they can use the stones. They're mortals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
So, either way, I mean, it was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was the only way it could have happened, according to Doctor Strange. There was only one outcome out of the 14 billion. True. 14 million? I don't know how many. It's a lot.
A lot.
But...
So...
Oh my gosh, it was so good. And it was so good a second time. And this time, I was crying in parts that I didn't cry in the first time. Because we've gone back and watched all these movies. Because, you know, the first time after Black Widow sacrifices herself on Vormir for the Soul Stone, and I did two thumbs up. And I felt nothing when she killed herself. I was like, Scarlett Johansson is dead. This is great. It didn't even faze me. I was fine.
She
but
hates
then,
Scarlett Johansson with a passion.
I don't like Scarlett Johansson for some reason. But anyways, the second time when we saw it last night, I teared up. Like, I cried a little bit after she jumped off. I don't like Scarlett Johansson, but I was more sad this time.
You've seen her with them since day one.
Yeah.
Like,
and now I get it. She just wanted to do something good. She wanted to help everyone.
You can hate her as much as you want, but, like, the Avengers loved her, and I think that's what made you emotional.
No, but also she's just like, I just want to do something good. And then Hawkeye wanted to kill himself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Hawkeye, you have a family. If they snap them back, your family comes back, but you would be dead. That's stupid that you want to sacrifice yourself. But, I mean, you do you.
But I love that guy. I love Hawkeye in this one. Because he kind of goes rogue because he's distraught about his family disintegrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so he becomes a vigilante, basically, and fights, like, a bunch of bad guys. But, like, the main reason why he's doing it is as a release of all of his anger. And so the scenes that he leaves, and they talk about it a little bit in the movie because they're looking for him. Like, he'll, like, brutally kill. Like, I mean, they're bad guys that he's killing, but, like, that's not the Avengers' way, you know? Like, they'd rather get justice and, like, throw him in jail or something.
Killing
is their last resort.
But also, I thought back during that scene because they initially didn't write Black Widow off as jumping off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And there was a screenwriter, and she read the script, and she's like, no, do not take this from her. Like, she was very adamant that Black Widow was the one to jump off and sacrifice herself.
Was it supposed to be
I think it was supposed to be Hawkeye, because it wasn't initially supposed to be Black Widow, and he's the other option. But she's like, do not take this from her. Do not take this moment away from her. And they were like, oh my gosh, you're freaking right. And then
I love how in this one, so Tony Stark's in space, Captain Marvel comes and saves him.
I totally forgot how they got saved. When the movie started and they were in space, I thought, oh my gosh, wait, how do they get out of this? I couldn't remember. Yeah. The first movie was all a blur because I was crying so much.
But, like, Tony Stark comes back to Earth.
Oh, wait.
Right.
Also about Captain Marvel. First movie, we were like, eh. Second time we watched it, I like her.
Yeah, I like her.
That's what we talked about last night.
I am a fan. Because I just like how she didn't, like, overshadow any of the Avengers in this one.
Oh, they purposefully wrote her in it for, like, a total of, like, 7 minutes.
She has very small screen time. Very little.
It's because they wanted the original Avengers to have the screen time.
And
they didn't want Captain Marvel to come in and overshadow them.
They kind of explained that loophole that, why isn't she here? She's so powerful. She could, like, really help. Like, she says in the movie, she's like, Earth isn't the only world. Like, she's like, do you guys know how many assignments I have right now? Like, she's basically like a police men
for the entire
the
universe.
Whole universe. So she's out like doing
she's
who knows
people.
What. Which her next movie will probably be about her
after
like, with some big ordeal that she's working on mm-hmm. while during the events of Endgame. So, but I like one thing I like about this one too is I like well first of all, Tony Stark dies.
Yeah,
that's the big finale.
Oh.
He takes the stone, snaps his fingers.
I was thinking
himself.
So many more people were gonna die because the directors were saying not everyone makes out this time like they did last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously we knew they were gonna bring people back. I mean, everyone was gonna come back, but then they were like, not everyone lives, and they only killed off two people. I thought it was gonna be all of the original Avengers.
But like the thing about Tony Stark dying is like he's like the he is the patriarch of this whole thing. It all started with him,
mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, and at this point, like RDJ, he is a producer on these movies. Like he is so invested in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, but also he's so old now.
He's old,
and getting so old.
His
they
time
were like,
was up.
Yeah, it. I mean, I was obviously sad about him dying. It was awful because of his little 5-year-old daughter who I'm obsessed with in the movie.
Yep.
She's so cute.
And they went ahead and did that to
burgers.
Us. Which, by the way, that is a reference to Iron Man 1. Did you know that? Cheeseburgers is what he wanted once he came back to the States after being captured.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, he's like, I just want a cheeseburger, remember? Because mm-hmm. he gets rescued. You know, when he... Oh, another yeah. another Easter egg, too, is at the very... You know how there's no secret ending in Endgame?
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, the very, very end, before the credit, like right as the credits are finishing up, you can hear like the sound of a hammer hitting an anvil going ching, ching, ching. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, that happens, and that is a reference to the first Iron Man movie when he's in the cave making his first suit, which started it all.
But yeah, I was sad about him dying, but it was time for him to go. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm not distraught. But also, they kind of killed off 3 Marvel characters because Captain America is an old freaking man, and he's, like, basically on his last leg.
Yeah,
and now retired. Falcon is the new Captain America, which I do not like.
I have faith that they'll make that work.
I know, but, like,
I wish it was Bucky, though.
Why not Bucky? Because he has the Winter Soldier serum in him.
I know.
Like, Falcon is Falcon. He flies. He can't be a Captain America and Falcon.
The thing that makes him a superhero is a machine, which is basically Tony Stark. The thing about Tony Stark is like
his
the
is
dude
legit.
Is smart as frick. Like he
Falcon
created,
flies. He has wings and he flies. That's all he does.
Yeah, he's
and
just
like
a mercenary kind of.
It's so it makes me mad now that I've gone and watched all the movies, because before I was like, who the frick is that? But now I've gone back and watched them, and I'm not like a big Anthony Mackie fan. He kind of drives me crazy.
I have faith I'll make it work, but honestly, like, I wish it was Bucky.
It would have made more sense to have Bucky because they both have the Winter Soldier serum in them. He's got a super cool metal arm. He could have a metal arm, and and then in the other arm he has the shield. That would have been so cool.
The dude sticks his arm out like this and deflects bullets. So sick.
Ugh.
It's made from vibranium, too.
Wakanda people helped him out.
But, like, there's so many references in this movie, like...
Yeah.
And what I liked what they did with Tony Stark, too, is they set him up so perfectly to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when he dies, it hits you so dang
hard.
Yeah,
when he says, I am Iron Man.
Like, with his family, like, his little girl, she's so cute. And, like, so many things. Also, like, keep in mind, one of the biggest things that motivated him to listen to Captain America when he's like, hey, look, we could probably do something about this. When they mess around with time travel, the thing that gets him going, if you notice this, is Peter Parker,
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
He misses him.
Like, I love that because like he's basically Peter's dad,
mm-hmm.
and like
Peter's
he made Peter's suits,
die,
and like it's funny because you haven't seen Spider-Man yet, but in that movie, like. Iron Man is, like, really standoffish to him. He's like, okay, kid, like, I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can tell that he loves him because
Well, I can also tell in Civil War.
Yeah, he cares for him, right? Yeah, you did see that. Like,
it's Civil War.
Yeah, and he's kind of like...
I love Spider-Man. He's so cute.
And Spider-Man will, like, give him a hug, and, like, Iron Man will be like, okay, what are you doing? But it's like... In Infinity War, Iron Man saw him, and that part was so sad when he's like disintegrating. Peter Parker's disintegrating.
And Tom Holland improvises the part where I don't want to go, please.
Yeah, and it's like that so was just, sad. That and tore my heart.
That's where I cried in Infinity War watching the second time.
And then Iron Man's like, oh, freak. And so it's like thinking about Peter Parker is one of the main reasons why he decided to look into figuring out time travel. And then when Peter Parker comes back and Iron Man sees him.
And then they hug.
Oh, I cried at that part both times.
And he hugs so
him. Iron Man hugs him.
How do we feel about Nebula having a big part in this movie?
Yeah, crazy.
That threw me off. And Rocket.
I love Rocket. By the way,
Rocket's
outfit. I learned this. Rocket's outfit is his outfit in like the new Guardians of the Galaxy comic books.
Ooh. So, yeah. Anyways, Nebula's had a big role in this movie, which I would have never guessed.
I know. She was kind of a character in Guardians that I was like...
Well, she's always been standoffish and doesn't have very many lines, and she's the one that you hate.
She seemed like a minor character.
Yeah, but this movie, when she was in it the whole time, we were so confused. And then she goes back and fights past Nebula. And then when Gamora came back, that's when I lost my mind. I lost my crap when I saw Gamora the first time because I was like, she's back, she's alive, they're in the multiverse. Like, And then when Quill sees her again for the first time... Because that's past Nebula, not, like, the Nebula, or not Nebula,
yeah, Gamora. Gamora comes
that's past
back.
Gamora. And so, she's not in love with Peter yet.
Yeah, Peter, like, tries to, like, touch her and stuff. She
and she punches him.
Like, dude, what are you doing? So, what's interesting, I think the next Guardians movie, which is going to be As Guardians of the Galaxy, with Thor.
No, it's just Volume 3.
Oh, is it Volume 3?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume
3. Because they're not going to do Volume 1, Volume 2, and then As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, Volume 3 is going to be primarily about them searching for Gamora.
Oh, yeah.
It shows Peter Quill searching for her.
Yeah.
And...
I'm so happy she's back, because that's what I was stressed about. Before Endgame came out, I would look at the... on Letterboxd, I'd look at the cast, and it would always say that Zoe Saldana wasn't in it. And so my guess was that she was just dead forever. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, how are they going to do Guardians without her? She's a guardian of the galaxy. And then after we saw Endgame, I checked again, and now she's on there. And then they put Chris Hemsworth in there. So they were waiting until Endgame to release the entire cast.
Yep. So, verdict for Endgame.
Oh, wait, I'm not done talking about it.
Oh, continue.
The fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is where your girl shines.
Oh, my gosh.
Scarlet Witch.
I get emotional thinking about that part. When we saw in the theater the first time, when she just flies out in front of him and slams down, and she's just like, you took everything from me, and she is so angry, and he's like, I don't even know who you are, and then her little, you will, like, she is so mad.
She's so confident in herself, like,
yes, and oh my gosh, she has full control of her power, she knows what she's doing. She is destroying Thanos. She's just picking off his armor with her superpowers.
Yeah, let's keep in mind, at this point, Thanos has been basically invincible.
Yeah, basically invincible. And she comes in and starts wrecking him. And he gets so scared that he has to rain fire on even his troops.
Yeah, and his, like, little
crony. She was going to kill him. She was going to kill him right then.
His crony's like, what about our troops? He's like, just do it. Like, I'm freaking going to die, dude.
She could have destroyed him right then and there. She is one of the most powerful Avengers. She's so underrated. Because I think the most powerful, it's her, Captain America, Thor, and... Oh, who is the other one?
Captain Marvel.
I said Captain Marvel. Oh, wait, did I say America?
Yeah.
Crap, I meant...
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so it's Scarlet Witch, Captain Marvel, Thor, and Doctor Strange. Those are the four most powerful Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Like, and if you look at them by their superpower, basically.
Well, yeah. Because...
Like, they're capable of dealing with
even in
damage.
Infinity War, when she's killing...
But also the Hulk.
True. So, top five.
Do you remember... Okay, remember... So when Thanos comes, when they snap and bring everyone back, and Ant-Man's like, oh my gosh, it worked. And then, boom, everything explodes, mm-hmm. and somehow none of them die. Mm-hmm. Do you know why they didn't die?
Why?
Because Hulk was holding everything up.
Yeah, he's so strong.
And that's a reference to, in one of the comic books, apparently Hulk, like the heaviest he's ever lifted is like 150 billion pounds or something like that.
Oh.
In one comic book, he like held up a freaking planet to so it wouldn't fall on his friends, or, mm-hmm. I guess. But
okay, anyways. But in Infinity War, when Scarlet Witch is having to destroy Vision's Infinity Stone, she is blasting her powers. She has enough power to destroy an Infinity Stone, for one. Mm-hmm. So she's doing that while with one hand, and the other hand holding Thanos off. With one hand. And he was struggling to, like, get towards her, pushing against her force field. And so when she comes in, and she is so extremely mad, and has just complete control and, like, power for her powers,
yeah,
and starts destroying him, oh my gosh, I couldn't even believe it. My mouth was open on the floor the whole time. And then I thought about that, like, every 5 minutes of the day. Like, oh my gosh, remember when Scarlet Witch just absolutely started destroying Thanos and he almost peed his pants?
He was like, freak, I'm about to die.
He was she could have killed him easily right then, which was awesome. And then when everyone was talking about the girl power scene, I didn't even remember until yesterday, which...
Yeah, because there's this big feminist movement going around and stuff, and, like... Which is awesome. Like, feminism is great when it's not, like, extreme.
Mm-hmm. When it's not over the
like,
top.
Like, heck yeah, girls should have equal rights and all that jazz. But, like, I think the reason why I looked past it was because I don't really think about, where is the girls' time to shine? Like, why am I seeing all these dudes on screen? Like, no, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're all strong. There's a lot of... Most of the girl Avengers are stronger than the guys, mm-hmm. but I don't see that as like, yeah, feminism, mm-hmm. you know, like, but yeah, they're just strong.
Ooh,
like,
speaking of girls, you know when Captain Marvel comes in and just flies through the spaceship and Thanos is so shook that she destroyed his ship.
Yeah, his face, he's like, oh.
He knew he was screwed right after
that. She literally
then.
Just flies through his ship and it
they
explodes.
They were shooting bombs at her. She just...
Oh, that part is so sick, like, because they're raining fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just all of a sudden it stops, and they're like, what the heck? And, like, the guns, like, point up and start shooting to the sky, and it goes to rocket, and he's like, what the heck are they shooting at? And you just see this big ball of light just going...
But Friday's like, something just entered the atmosphere.
Yeah, Friday, Iron Man's suit AI girl.
But, yeah, so, and then it was so funny when she sees Peter, and he's like, hi, I'm Peter Parker. And she's like, hey, Peter Parker, you got something for me? He's like, yeah, here you go. And she's trying to get the gauntlet into the time machine, I guess. In the car.
Yeah, they're trying to get... So, I guess they find...
And that's when all the girl stuff happened. Like, that's when they all teamed up to help her get there. And they're fighting everyone off, but then, like, they destroy the van. And mm-hmm. But when she's fighting off Thanos, and he's about to snap, but she pulls his hand open and is holding it, and he just punches her in the face, and she doesn't move.
No, he headbutts her, like, hard, like, boom, and she does not flinch. And like, her hair ruffles a little bit, but she does not move.
Yeah, and
she's just staring him in the eyes.
His face, too, he was like
what?
He just hit her with the hardest headbutt, and she didn't flinch, which was super cool.
That was so cool.
Oh, that would be so good.
I wonder what, like, how she was...
How she knew?
How she knew what was going down. Because she was probably galaxies away. I wonder how she got the memo. Like, oh, freak. Crap is going down right now on Earth. Anyways.
So crazy. It's such a good movie. And then when Iron Man hits him with the I Am Iron Man.
Yep. And then he sacrifices himself.
And that's before they started fighting, when Oh, and Captain America lifts up Thor's hammer.
Yeah. And then Thor's like, I knew it. So Thor got his hammer, which was destroyed. Well,
Thor
by
has
Hela,
his hammer and his axe.
He went back in time and got his hammer back.
Yeah, so he has his hammer and his axe. And then it was so funny when they were fighting and Captain America had the axe and then Thor's like, no, you give me the big one, you get the small one. Yeah. And so then Captain America takes
so they swap.
The hammer. But he was destroying Thanos
Dude,
with that hammer.
Cap in this movie is so sick. I was looking more closely to that scene when he got the hammer.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The things he was doing with his shield and yep. his in
when
the,
he was
in
when
Mjolnir.
He would throw the hammer and like hit it with the shield and it would just like bing 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 like a boomerang.
So sick. And it like bounce off Thanos and like
yes.
hit it back with his shield.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So cool. I don't even remember that part. So it was fun to go back
it was
and
all
see
a,
all these.
The first time I saw it, it was all a blur. I was like, oh my gosh.
Because we're just crying so hard and it's so much going on.
Yeah.
That fight scene. Awesome. I remember when it was over and I was like, "Is no way the movie's over. This movie felt like it was 2 seconds long.
Whoa, this is almost an hour long.
Really?
It's 51 minutes.
Oh, 52 minutes, like now.
Guys, you can really tell that we love these movies.
I like these movies now. I didn't ever see them before.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, so I'm glad I can be a part of the... But what else happened in Endgame? They win. Oh, Thanos saying when at the beginning when he was saying like, "You guys are so ungrateful. Now I'm gonna just destroy everything. I'm gonna create the universe down to a single atom, and then I'm gonna recreate it."
Yeah, he's like, "You guys like."
He's like, "No matter even if I leave people, they'll always be ungrateful."
Yeah, he's like, "I know that now." He's like, "I'm not gonna get rid of half of you. I'm gonna."
Destroy
just
all of you.
Start from scratch because y'all are so ungrateful.
Basically,
like, no matter what
God.
I do, you're always going to fight back and not give up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ugh. He has a God complex. Like, he sees them as puny, insignificant life forms. Like, he doesn't really acknowledge them as intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, totally.
He sees himself as God. Like,
yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
Really quietly, though.
So he's like, yeah.
So good. Yeah,
super good.
But then they all showed up on set for the funeral thinking that it was a wedding that they were shooting. That's what Tom Holland said.
Yeah.
So they all show up. It's so cute when... I just love how they showed Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch together because they're really good friends. Mm-hmm. Hawkeye is all that Scarlet Witch has left.
Yeah. Because he was the one who really kind of... fathered her per mm-hmm. se in Age of Ultron.
Oh yeah, and even in Civil War he came and took her and Vision was like, Scarlet Witch, you can't go.
Yeah, but remember the big Sokovia fight scene in 2 in Age of Ultron, and she the only person that she really was fighting with was Hawkeye.
Well, everyone... yeah, that's when he gave her the big pep talk.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, so you can either just sit in here.
Yeah, he like got her back on her feet.
Or you can come fight. And she's like, all right, I'll come fight. And that's when she was like, boom, blah, 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 with her super cool powers. Love her. Love these movies. The Avengers ones are my favorites. I don't know if I like... I think I like Endgame and Infinity War tied.
Yeah.
And then Age of Ultron. And then...
the first one.
Avengers.
Yeah, I agree with that. But yeah, just the cinematic history, man. 22 movies all tied together.
I've seen 17 of them.
In so many ways.
Yeah, it's crazy now to go back.
So good.
And have already seen Infinity War and Endgame, and to go back and see these movies and be like, this is an Infinity War.
Like,
this is an Endgame.
That's why that
it's
was
making
that
sense
way.
Now to me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is fun. And now that I'm going back and rewatching Infinity War and Endgame,
mm-hmm.
makes me so emotional. I'm so much more of a baby now watching these because I can connect to the characters and all that.
So how should we do these little podcast things? Obviously, this is episode 1.
We'll
get better at them and like what things we want to say in each, but...
just like summaries, thoughts and feelings.
Do we want to do like a rating? Like,
yeah, we should rate them.
Should we rate them out of 10?
I have my ratings all on Letterboxd.
But like right here, right now in your head, all of these combined, the whole series, What would you rate it out of 10?
Oh, I was just thinking like separate movies. I think I gave Avengers 3.5 stars, so 7.
Out of 5?
Out of 10. Well, I always do it out of 5.
So 7 out of 10, Avengers 1.
Mm-hmm. And then I gave Age of Ultron an 8.
Okay.
And then I gave, oh my gosh, I think I gave Infinity War and Endgame both 8s. But I think I'd give them like 9.5.
So I would rate the first Avengers the same at 7 out of 10. Age of Ultron. That's like, yeah, that's like an 8, 8.5 out of 10.
Endgame. Which most people, when I think the overall on Age of Ultron is like a 2.7. I was like, I think that is a 4-star movie.
Out of 5. Mm-hmm. Should we do this rating out of 5 or out of 10? Yeah,
out of 5. I think out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay. So if we do it out of 5, the first one
for me... Because usually it's out of 5 stars.
First one for me gets a
3.5. Second, 4.
Second one gets a 4.
I wouldn't give it a 4.5 because I'd give Infinity War and Endgame 4.5s.
Infinity War I'd give 4.5. Endgame I'm giving 5 out of 5. No other movie has made me feel that way.
It's true.
No other movie, and I have to give it to them for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been affected by any other movie than just because these movies have such a special place in my heart. I grew up with these. Like, this is my childhood.
Yeah, I didn't.
Iron Man in 2008, all the way to here now. I've seen all these movies in theaters. Like, they just have a really, they're like part of me. So, yeah. I'm giving that one a perfect rating. And it's right up there with Infinity War. That's why it's at a 4.5. But I think Endgame surpasses for me.
Yeah, I also think it is better. I don't think I'd give it a 5. Like, that's just my personal thing because I give 5s to movies that I really, really, really love. Mm-hmm. Like The Sound of Music and Moulin Rouge.
See, for me, this is a movie I really, really, really love.
Yeah, well... I really love this movie, but I definitely don't love it as much as I love The Sound of Music.
Uh-huh. And I understand that. I mean, you didn't grow up with them like me.
Yeah, I definitely didn't. But I really like them. I'm a big fan of these movies.
Mm-hmm. And that concludes...
Yeah, I guess
Episode 1. Where are we at? An hour?
No, we gotta keep going. We're only at 58 and a half minutes. We gotta hit a full hour.
Should we end at exactly 1 hour?
No, because what if we're talking about things? Like, we'll just be mid-conversation. Just
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
My favorite Avenger.
Who is it? Oh, yeah. We all know my favorite Avenger. Mine's Scarlet Witch.
Who's mine?
Iron Man. Well, I say Iron Man, but I think you like Spider-Man better.
But who else do I love?
Captain America.
Okay, I love Thor. Him, too. Okay, I love him, too.
Bucky?
The Hulk.
Oh, wait. I always forget that the Hulk is a Marvel character.
The Hulk is my favorite.
Me just names Avenger. All of the Avengers and Hulk. And you're like, well, yeah, I like them. I like them.
Don't get me wrong. I love all the other guys. Like Iron Man. Ooh, special place in my heart. Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. But I'm going to go original and I'm going to say the Hulk.
I really like Iron Man. I liked Thor. When I saw, because I saw Thor Ragnarok first, and I was like, uh-huh. Thor's so funny. And then I went back and watched the first and half of the second movie, and I was like, Thor. Wait.
But the thing about that is, that gives him a little bit more character, because he used to be this way.
He used to be dull, and now he's funny. So I really like Thor, too.
So you see that character development.
Yeah, but Gamora, love Gamora. Scarlet Witch, all-time favorite. I think she's just the best thing ever, and she's so strong and cool, and I want to be her.
All those guys, like all the core guys, Thor, Cap, Iron Man, like they all stand at the very top for me, but I'm going to go ahead and choose the Hulk as my favorite Avenger. I love Mark Ruffalo, and I love what they've done with his character over mm-hmm. the years, even for coming from the Edward Norton garbage that mm-hmm. we're going to watch soon, which I wouldn't say it's garbage. It's just like, it's just not Mark Ruffalo.
Uh-huh.
Just not Mark. And I love... Mark Ruffalo. And I love to see Hulk as the raging green monster. Mm-hmm. And then,
Professor Hulk.
And then Banner in one movie. And then him battling with Hulk. And then just the Hulk in Ragnarok. And then The Professor Hulk.
Professor Hulk is so funny.
When, yeah, Banner's like, yeah, me and Hulk have come to an agreement.
I really don't know what happened when I don't know why. I just, from the beginning, ever since I saw Scarlet Witch, I loved her. I didn't even realize it was Elizabeth Olsen because I became a fan of Elizabeth Olsen after seeing these movies. Uh-huh. I saw the movies and I was like, who is that? She's so cool. And I love her. And then I started following Elizabeth Olsen after I saw Infinity War for the first time. And then I didn't really get into it. I was just like, eh, whatever. And I've been following her for a while. But now I've become, like, a huge fan of her because of these movies and because she plays Scarlet Witch. And, like, before that, it was always like, I love Gamora so much. Oh, and I really like Quill. I like Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone else likes Black Panther because I did my whole poll on my Finsta. And Black Panther won.
Well, Spider-Man won.
Oh, wait, Frick, you're right. Spider-Man won. Black Panther was second.
Who's third again?
Star-Lord. And then it was Scarlet Witch.
Star-Lord was third.
I mean, I only have 20 people that follow my account, so out of the 20 of us.
Yeah.
They all decided that Spider-Man was the best.
But I think if I had to put them in order of what my favorite ones, I'm going to put Hulk at the top, just because I want to. Spider-Man right below that, and then right below that, Iron Man, then Thor, then Cap.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that you like Spider-Man more than Iron Man.
And I'm gonna end there.
Mine is Scarlet Witch. I feel like I want to put Gamora and Iron Man tied for second. Because okay. I love both. I mean, I've seen more of Iron Man, that's why I love him, but Gamora is just, she holds a special place in my heart because she's very beginning. And then Quill or Star-Lord. How many did you name? Five?
Five.
Yeah. I'm at four. Who do I like? I'll put Thor. I really like Thor.
Fair. Also, who we haven't mentioned, Ant-Man.
Forgot about him. Which is weird because he has a ginormous part in this.
He has a ginormous part in Endgame. And you know what? After Endgame, I was like, okay. Like,
love him.
Love him.
Love him.
He's a great character.
Mark Ruffalo just... What? That's not his name.
Paul Rudd.
Shoot, I'm just... There's so many people.
I just remember when those trailers came out for Ant-Man, I was like, Ant-Man? Are you freaking kidding me? Like, that sounds so...
That's why I never watched any of these movies. I was like, these sounds so stupid, and I don't... I'm not a huge action movie person.
But I saw Ant-Man 1, and it blew me away. I was like, what?
Yeah, we just watched that before we went to Tucson.
And you like, kind of... You like those ones. Definitely, yeah. More than, like, Thor.
The Dark World.
Thor the and Captain America.
We'll do a separate thing about Captain America where I can give my feelings on those movies.
The thing about Captain America is he's, like, his movies are more serious because he's, like, a patriotic, serious guy, you know? So, but he's a badass.
Okay, so I think we're just gonna...
I'm Avengered out, guys. Golly.
It's been an hour and 4 minutes.
I just want to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
you're going to bed. I'm watching Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna just go to bed, think about Avengers. So yeah, I don't know how this is gonna work out, but I think this is fun for us to just talk about movies and we can go back and see what movies we've talked about.
We'll get better at it the more we do.
Yeah.
Because we'll be like...
We need like a sign-off.
All right, signing off for now. Bye.
That's so dumb.
That's what my mom used to say in home videos.
Oh, that's cute. Aw, she's like, Lizzie.
All right, signing off for now.
All right, we're going to sign off for now?
Yeah.
All right, signing off for now. Bye.